In the 1994 election, President Clinton watched on as Republicans seized both the House and Senate, led by firebrand Newt Gingrich. The volatile House Speaker galvanized the GOP with an ambitious agenda called the Contract with America.
We offer this contract as a first step towards renewing American civilization.
While debate rages on about just how much the Contract with America was actually enacted, middle-class voters at the time liked Gingrich's stance. Political scientist Byron Schaefer of the UW-Madison says many people were mad at Clinton.
They voted for some guy who was going to bring them health care, and he didn't. They voted for some guy who was going to bring them a middle-class tax cut, and instead he actually tried to balance the budget and raise taxes. And then he brought them gays in the military, and he certainly didn't talk about that during the campaign. So people took a look, and they had a president in office who didn't bring them the things he promised them and brought them a set of things they didn't want.
History may be repeating itself with the Bush administration and GOP. The war, an abandoned attempt at Social Security reform, and the Mark Foley scandal have jaded Americans. According to recent polls of middle-class voters, including one by AP Ipsos, Democrats are favored, some by double-digit margins, to Republicans. At the Piggly Wiggly store in Wanakee, shoppers arrive in minivans and SUVs. This bustling village of 10,000 is a rich blue-collar, white-collar blend of business and research parks, farms, and manufacturing companies. Many shoppers have very distinct issues on their minds as Election Day nears.
This is probably one of the most important votes coming up right now for everyone. It's because of the Iraqi war.
Marianne Myers, a former State Health and Family Services employee. She says President Bush needs to effectively handle the war, and Americans need to keep aware of it and its costs.
It's not like World War II where people actually felt it. Today, if you don't turn your TV on, you don't even know what's happening. I think if you don't vote this time, shame on you.
The GOP has some support among middle-class families on issues like taxes and the state's gay marriage amendment. Christine Ritzmacher, Robert Holman, and Amy Daniels are all stay-at-home parents.
I think we need to do whatever we can to make sure that the middle class is continuing to not pay as many taxes and things like that.
I'll be voting yes for the marriage amendment. I think that's important, man and a woman as a husband and wife.
And I'm for traditional marriage between a man and a woman, and I'm also against abortion. So abortion is probably the number one issue personally for me.
How these issues stack up against Iraq will be seen November 7th. UW political science professor Byron Schaefer says unlike Gingrich's Republican Revolution and Contract with America in 1994, Democrats have no firebrand spokesperson or document to brandish. But, he adds, they may not need to.
The kind of throw the bums out mentality is so widespread, and the disappointment is so extensive, that having a new covenant with the American people on the part of the Democrats would be superfluous.
Schaefer adds that America being the great middle-class country that it is, if one is able to say the middle class is going a certain way, you don't have to know much else. Yet Republicans like gubernatorial candidate Mark Green hope the middle class will elect GOP candidates in droves, as it did 12 years ago. Green even revisited the Contract with America's limits on punitive damages with former House Speaker Newt Gingrich during a recent campaign stop in Platteville.
So Newt, you very much inspired me on that.
Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.
If we're going to create jobs and allow children to find a future here at home.